You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Seafood in Sinaloa go hand in hand with its nearly 400 miles of coastline spanning both the Sea of Cortez and the Pacific Ocean. How could it not? And now Los Angeles has been blessed with two new Sinaloan seafood spots. One is a street food star. The other is a popular Culiacan restaurant that just opened in Southern California. Writer, musician, and culinary adventurer Bill Esparza knows about both of them. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Evan.
Tell us a bit about Sinaloa, which is located on Mexico's western coast. Tell us a bit about its culture, the vibe, and especially its cuisine.
Well, Sinaloa is definitely a surf and turf state. They have a great traditional cuisine, but seafood is a way of life. And part of that is that they have the products, incredible shellfish, fish, shrimp. The largest shrimp fleet in Mexico is there. But they also just have the tradition of cooking, of preparing seafood and eating seafood raw. In the southern part of Sinaloa, you get more simple marisco, simple ceviches. From Culiacan up north, you get all these wonderful, the flavors of the candy shop, tamarind and tajin and really elaborate creations of ceviches and molcajetes. But really the big difference is that the industry itself is driven by chefs.
Wow, that's so interesting. So now let's talk about El Muelle Ocho, El Muelle Eight. Is it part of a chain in Mexico or is it a one-off?
Yeah, Muelle Ocho is from Culiacan, and this is their second branch. And, you know, these guys, they just sort of, they developed a friendship with the owner and convinced him to open a branch. And what's really great about it is that Muelle Ocho is actually the operator. They've sent their chef out here, Luis Vasquez, and so he runs both locations. He jumps between Culiacan and Downey, and he's running both kitchens. He has all, you know, control over the food, and his partners are just there to, you know, run the business.
That's so fantastic. That isn't how it usually unfolds, so that's very hopeful. Where is it in Downey? What kind of place?
It's located in a strip mall. They wanted to start with a small, manageable branch, but these pair of owners, they want to, you know, expand the brand in the United States. And so this is where they're starting.
I understand that in Culiacan, El Muelle Ocho is divided into a cold bar, a barra fría, and a barra caliente, a hot bar. Is the one here like that as well?
Yeah, that's kind of that's the typical setup. I mean, you'll have street carts that only do cold seafood, the barra fría. Whether they'll do botanas, which are just raw seafood snacks with lime. They'll do ceviches and the other type of ceviche that's called an aguachile. They'll do cocktails, things like that. But the restaurants will have cooked dishes, so guisados with shrimp. They'll have tacos and cooked dishes alongside the raw bar.
Okay, so how do we approach the menu? What should we order?
Well, you definitely want to go with a group because you want to get these larger seafood items like the molcajete. And the molcajete features some of the best caudacha I've ever had in Los Angeles. It's really fresh. They're using a purveyor from Sinaloa to bring in the product. So these are pen shell clams. They're so fresh. They're so firm. A lot of places around town, they get kind of mushy, you know? So you get the pen shell clam. You get raw shrimp from Mexico. The Cayo de Lobina, which is a cured fish that they also do in-house. It's really nice and salty. And so you're getting all these raw seafood items with really simply dressed with lime. And so you want to get a molcajete or you want to try the tostadas, which also are very creative and have a variety of seafood. Ceviches come on plates and you have them with tostadas. And one thing that's really been amazing is a lot of the places that are doing this where they do tacos as well, don't do a great job. But this could be a taco bar on its own.
So you also wrote about a truck that I feel incredibly blessed, just like within walking distance of my house. It's called Del Mar Oceaneria, which you describe as a game-changing food truck. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, while Muelle Ocho represents really the traditional barra fría, barra caliente style restaurants in Culiacán, this is more of a high-end, like a high-end fancy restaurant in Culiacán, where there's a lot of Japanese flavors. So it's modern, it's more contemporary. The plating is a little different, more chef-driven. You know, they're using tobiko, flying fish roe. They're using a little bit more soy and using wasabi and things like that. Other Japanese flavors. They're doing sashimis that honestly, you know, you're on the truck, but you think you're at Nobu.
Who's behind the truck?
Roberto Perez is an owner, and he recruited a chef, Francisco Leal, who he met on the streets of Los Angeles. This guy was making ceviches out of an ice chest on Alameda.
And oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was called Mariscos Chiltepin. And so they struck a friendship up and decided to, open this truck. And later on, they want to do a brick and mortar. But Francisco, he came here with the idea of like, he saw greater opportunity in Los Angeles. And there he is on the streets getting his own truck. And he is a veteran chef, worked as a corporate chef, an executive chef for a restaurant chain in Culiacán. He's worked at different hotels and things like that. And he had his own restaurant in La Paz doing more Japanese style, like actual Sinaloa style and Japanese style sushi. So he's bringing all those flavors. And also the main ingredient of his old ceviche stand on the streets of Los Angeles, chile chiltepin, which is a very, very hot dry chile from Sonora that's also used in Sinaloa. And a lot of his dishes have a finishing touch of the chiltepin powder, which is very spicy. And it also kind of brings that old concept of his into this new restaurant.
I understand that they serve 7 different ceviches.
Yes. One of the ceviches that really kind of surprised me was one of salmon. And I was asking, you know, why are we using salmon? Because, you know, salmon's not a product of Mexico. And there's all these chefs, like in Baja California, that are anti-salmon because it's like, that's not our product, that's not our tradition. And so I asked him about it, and it was very good, and it tastes like a sushi roll, you know? It's got all those flavors. So he said, well, for him, it was because in the sushi bars, he had worked with salmon. So his has pickled ginger, it has soy in there, it's got that spicy chiltepin, it's got tobiko. He does a ring mold for his ceviches, but they all have a different flavor profile. They're using different chiles, and that one was just a surprise to me.
What about the aguachiles?
The aguachiles are beautiful. You know, they're spicy. So they have an aguachile negro, which is pretty spicy. They have another one with habanero and mango, and another one that's just got these beautiful, fresh chiltepin chiles. And they're so fresh that they're almost like, you know, soft. They haven't dried fully. So he's got those on there. If you order an aguachile from Del Mar Oceaneria, you're going to get a spicy aguachile. And if you can't handle that, they have one with tamarind.
Well, this is really good news. Thank you for bringing us these two delicious places.
It's exciting. I mean, this is right now, I think, a moment for Mexican seafood in Los Angeles.
That was writer Bill Esparza. If his descriptions of all this fabulous Sinaloan seafood have made you hungry, like they have made us hungry, head to kcrw.com/goodfood. You'll find links to his Eater LA stories on our site.